Okay, I think we're about to get started. So hello and welcome to Cutting Edge Uses of SBS, I think is the Cutting Edge Uses of Jive Software. My name is Josh Ricker. I'm on our product management team, and I'm kind of the host for this session. And basically, I'm just here to quiet all of you and then introduce the speaker, really. So let me say a few words about Ari Newman. On the slide, it says VP of Strategic Partnerships. Ari actually came to Jive through our Filterbox acquisition, the social media monitoring. And you'll certainly never meet someone more passionate about engaging on the social web. Since coming on, Ari is actually sort of moving into a new role with this strategic partnerships piece, but is the most appropriate person to tell us today about how to take social media to the next level. So with that, let me introduce Ari Newman.
Thanks, Josh. So yeah, I've spent the last, is the mic on? Can you guys hear me back there? Yeah, cool. So I've spent the last 3+ years living and breathing the world of social media, both from the market or the space, but also from a technology perspective. And probably the most interesting thing for me is interacting with hundreds of customers that are in various stages of figuring out what to do with this thing called Twitter or this thing called social media. It's really been phenomenal to see how the technology that we originally built for listening with Filterbox has evolved into a key piece of the Jive Engage platform. So what we're going to talk about today a little bit is how you can take advantage of that, talk about the reality of the social web and where things are, and of course Jive's point of view as to what's going to come in the future. So love to get started by one pointing out that although this is a single person talk and not a panel discussion, I'd much rather this be interactive, and I don't even want to hear myself talk for an hour. So I'm gonna stop throughout and open up for questions so that we don't do just Q&A at the end. And love to get started with a little bit of feedback from you guys in terms of who's in the audience. How many of you are here because you're just trying to understand what social media is all about and you're curious what Jive does with it, and it's kind of new and you consider yourself at the beginning of the curve? So show of hands. Oh, cool. Okay, so almost no one. So phase two, which is I'm already in social media. We're probably using some tools. We want to see what Jive has got to offer and how it plugs into the rest of the platform. So who falls into that category? All right, so we did appropriately title this thing. Great. And then how many of you are social media experts? You already know what your clout score is without having to look it up. And you use 14 different tools and none of them work for you. Perfect. All right, so those in the latter two categories, I'm going to talk about some high-level concepts, but we'll also talk about some details. And like I said, I'll pause a couple times to open it up. So we only have an hour, and I'm going to try to really minimize the demo time. I will show you guys the app a little bit, but a good demo of the platform can take an hour, hour and a half, and I don't want to do that to anybody. So we'll talk about the business imperatives, we'll talk about the social web, I'll show you guys the app a little bit, we'll talk about some of the features, and then spend some time talking about where things are going in the future, and really our point of view around why engaging on the social web is really a key piece of social business. So if you guys are here, you already know the basics, and what we're going to talk about is how engaging on the social web and understanding what's being said across the social web really benefits a community, whether it's internal and you've got an employee community or it's external and you've got a customer community. The social web is sort of the unknown piece. It's where everyone else is. If I'm not an employee and I'm not a customer or a partner or someone that already has a relationship with me, they're out there somewhere in the social web, and they can be found and engaged with, and they can be brought into one of those two folds ultimately. So social media monitoring, listening, and engagement really fills out the portfolio that you can offer to make sure that wherever and whenever a conversation needs to be had, it can be found, and you can drive that engagement. So some of you may know we recently released our 18 business imperatives. And how many of you guys have seen those? So what I thought would be interesting to do would be to kind of break this down and take a look at the imperatives that I really think sort of drive engagement on the social web. So, you know, I could come up with a story how all 18 of the imperatives are relevant to the social web, and I think that there's truth there. But in the immediate term, these are sort of the most obvious ones that really have clear cases. And you know, this is a point where I'll pause for a little dialogue too. Social media monitoring, social media engagement today, you know, we see a lot of use cases around what customer service. We see some around marketing. We're even seeing platforms, social media marketing platforms that push out scheduled tweets every hour, doing promotions, doing link tracking. But there's a lot of other business use cases for listening and engaging across the social web. But the early case studies certainly have come out of customer service and certainly marketing. So of you that are here, how many of you are engaging in social media for purposes other than either customer service or brand marketing reasons? Can I get a couple? Just throw out a couple of reasons why. And I'm just curious, what I'm trying to do is see if they map to some of the other imperatives, or if there's even other ones we haven't captured.
Like events.
Events.
As a
communication channel,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, yeah. I think those would rope into either some of the marketing imperatives or brand communication for sure. Anyone else?
Sales support. So we're using it to support our external sales force as well as independent resellers of a product.
Right. So are you listening for leads for people looking for solutions?
It's more of a kind of push and pull technology.
Okay. Great. Anyone else?
We're an association. We use a lot of it for extending what we already do, which is people meet and work on things like task forces or committees. And so there's a lot of face-to-face, but this extends their face-to-face to the times between the face-to-face so they can work on documents or policy or what other committee business they have.
Okay. Cool. Okay. So of the ones that I've got up, there's a little bit of a mapping, right? So we tend to think in like simple terms, right? We think about marketing or sales, customer service, and we think in terms of lines of business. But what's interesting about these imperatives, at least from my perspective, and you know, is that we're starting to get to a place where social media as a communication channel really can just be part of strategies or programs that you've got to run or execute against anyway. So if you're a software vendor like Jive or a hardware vendor, or you make cars, you've got to launch a new product. And thanks to social media, part of your product launch strategy, of course, will involve social media. You'll post stuff to your Facebook page. You'll put things on Twitter. You'll write blog posts. You'll track links. And where Jive really gets interesting from a social media perspective is you used to have to do all of those things in silos or in separate tools or by hand. And now the market is maturing, the products are maturing, and you can start to do these things in a much more federated and centralized way, coming back to the whole point of a social business platform, which is faster time to market and better collaboration and thought sharing. So as you look through these imperatives, you can see that this is all stuff we had to do anyway. But now we can do it and take advantage of social media rather than having it be done by one or two people sort of in a silo. In some other department. So shifting gears a little bit, this is sort of one of my favorite ongoing topics is what the social web has done to brands and to companies and how it sort of changed the world that we live in. So we live in a different place than we did even 5 years ago. I'm a firm believer in this. Companies do not own the brand conversation anymore. Ford, Starbucks, Intel, they don't own the conversation about their brand. Jive doesn't own the conversation about their brand. Nobody in this room owns the conversation. You can choose to participate in it, and you can shape it, and you can try to lead it, but you are not in charge. And the power has clearly been given to the consumer thanks to social media, because the right message or the wrong message or whichever message gains traction is the one that people hear. And so it, you know, there's this world of socially voted media that we live in, and we've seen examples like this over time. And one of the reasons for being able to listen and engage in the conversation across the social web and tie that into collaboration is that you never know when something awesome or something horrible is going to happen around your brand conversation. And you cannot possibly predict when and how that's going to occur. But what you can do is be prepared for it. And being prepared, you know, two people in a company having TweetDeck is not being prepared for a giant catastrophe. So I'm sure some of you are familiar with Brian Solis, and this is his mantra, engage or die. And what he's talking about is this concept that if you don't own the brand conversation, but you need to participate in it, you need to drive it, you have to engage. So, you know, for all the companies out there that are still just listening, that are trying to figure out what to do, that are putting a toe in the water but aren't engaging in the conversation, that's fine, but you're going to be out of business in a couple years. Because the ones that are engaging today are building thought leadership and reputation and are figuring out how to shape the conversation. Something else that is happening that's really interesting to me. So I picked up, this was actually on TechCrunch a little while ago, and I'll read it since I know that it's fine print. 3 out of 4 would expect help to arrive within an hour. This came from the American Red Cross. At the bottom it says, if you posted a request for help to a social media website, how long do you think it should reasonably take for help to arrive? So I don't know if it's just me, but we clearly live in a different world than we did a couple years ago. If somebody thinks they can push a tweet that they need help and thinks that the sirens are just going to show up within an hour. And this was a pretty big survey they did. So it's really showing a shift in society and mentality where people believe that they can post something on Facebook, post something on Twitter, post something in a blog comment, and that because of these listening tools and the fact that they think FEMA is listening, quite frankly, scary thought, that they're going to get help within an hour. So what we're seeing specifically with Twitter, more so than Facebook, is phenomenal success in event-driven communications, whether it's crisis or it's news or it's success. Our office, Jive has an office in Boulder, Colorado. That's where Filterbox was started. And for those that don't know, we just had the worst fires ever in the state. 168 homes were lost in the foothills above Boulder. And and Twitter became the de facto communication channel. So there was a hashtag, Boulder Fire, and the news organizations were just picking up what people were saying on Twitter and verifying the information and then sharing it on their news sites. Firefighters were sharing information because they could tweet from their Blackberries and their phones in the foothills. There was a woman listening to the police scanner and relaying information and sanitizing it because her husband used to be a cop and she knew how to sort of translate the chatter. And so around events specifically, people really are starting to embrace some of this. So it doesn't matter what industry you're in, and this goes way beyond tech. It's not just software companies listening to social media because we're all in an early stage tech space. If some of you in the audience build roads and bridges, if some of you do private or public land management, social media translates across all industries. And the Red Cross survey really shows me that we're seeing a societal shift where people believe and understand that this is a viable communication mechanism. So back to my point about not owning the brand anymore. Show of hands, who's heard of United Breaks Guitars? So real quick, for those that haven't, this was a seminal moment in sort of the maturity of social media where a guy, United Ground Crews, threw this guy's Gibson guitar. It broke the neck. He saw it happen because he was looking out the window of the plane, and he complained and they did nothing, and he complained and they did nothing, and he complained some more and wrote letters and they still did nothing. So he was a musician, so he and his band got together and made a video and put it on YouTube, and it got millions of hits in like a week, and United stock price dropped 3%, and it became the worst PR disaster the company has ever, ever had. And still to this moment, everyone knows that United breaks guitars. The reason it was a seminal moment was clear that with the right message or the right communication vehicle, anybody's story can be told. And quite frankly, United's lucky. There aren't more people running around with their flip cameras, you know, showing just how bad the customer service experience could be. And since then, they've made massive changes. There was another one called Motrin Moms. And this was another big one because, you know, there's nothing worse in social media than a pissed off mommy blogger. And there was a lot of really pissed off mommy bloggers when Motrin made fun of women who wear their babies. And they were trying to do it to sell aspirin because they were saying, well, if you're going to wear the thing, your back's going to hurt. And they thought it was just sort of, you know, tongue in cheek, but it really backfired. And they had a major, major brand catastrophe. And because they didn't already have a social media strategy, they didn't have a virtual war room set up, and they weren't prepared for the backlash, it took them over a week to figure out how to respond. So they pulled the video, but it took them way too long to figure out how to repair the damage. Nestle was another example where they had a product recall that the company only heard about after the chatter on social media got to a roar, and then they realized they had a product defect. So there's tons more cases like this out there on the social web, but it's just making the point that if you're not listening and you're not prepared to engage, you're gonna miss an opportunity to either address an issue early on or have a strategy around a thoughtful response. What we've seen in the last 2 years is we're starting to enter a maturity cycle of social media. So you know, my previous slides, I'm building up the case, obviously, that social media is a legitimate communication channel, that there's been real, large-scale, highly visible brand situations that have emerged due to social media. And so 2009 was sort of the year of listening. People were realizing after 2008 and the explosion of Twitter, hey, we better start to pay attention to this stuff, right? Bad things can happen or great things can happen, but we better start to pay attention. And then we're starting to see, okay, now that we're listening and we're collecting this information, what are we going to do about it? And once you start listening, inevitably you want to engage. Inevitably you want to start to understand the conversation. So measurement and analytics started to happen, and ultimately engagement. And now what we're seeing is companies are starting to get it. So show of hands, how many of you work for a company that has a social media policy in place? So that's awesome. So, I mean, huge step for that number of people in the room to already have a social media policy. And if you don't, a social media policy is just like a PR or public news policy adapted to the realities of the social web. Employees that are going to tweet or blog or post on Facebook need media training, just like you do for talking to the press or just like answering the phone if you're in customer service. So ultimately, the goal here through this maturity cycle is to get to a point where you are back to where you were before social media came out, and you can actually lead the conversation, but accept that you're not in control of it anymore. And that's the place where we all want to get to, which is we're effective in our marketing. We are communicating with our customers. We can address a crisis when it comes up, and we are able to shape and drive the conversation to our Jive communities, where we can further the conversation and provide more data than you can in 140 characters. So the way that Jive approaches this is with Jive social media engagement. Some of you may previously have known it as Jive marketing. I can't even remember the name anymore. Jive market engagement. It's been renamed to Jive social media engagement. So it's a platform that is real time. We listen to the entire Twitter firehose. So Twitter came out with a stat, I think, just yesterday. It's now something like 90 plus million tweets a day. Is that right? The new one? A couple months ago, it was 50 million, and then it was 65. So our platform listens to over 100 million conversations a day in real time. We score and analyze sentiment and mention trends and influencers in real time as the conversations come in. What we've done to make this unique is we've integrated it into the Jive platform so that you can take conversations that happen across the social web and collaborate on them, create observations, viewpoints, and find the internal stakeholders that know the right answer. So in a customer service case, someone's got a specific problem with a product. You don't have 200 employees listening to every single mention on the web, but you can get the right thing to the right person at the right time and drive an answer back out. Something else that we've seen a lot of success with is the ability to set up virtual war rooms. So the war room concept is, in military terms, is a space where the right stakeholders and decision makers literally sit in the same space and they wait for information to come in so they can discuss it, make a decision, and then drive the information back out. So we have the ability within the Jive platform to create these virtual war rooms tied into social media data. So if the next United Breaks Guitars crisis hits and you need people in marketing, in corp comm, and in product, in customer sat, listening and participating in the conversation in the same room and being able to respond, make decisions, and then push the information back out in real time, you can do that. You can have the war room set up ahead of time, but also at a click of a button, as the crisis happens, you can set it up. By the way, you cannot do that with any other social media monitoring products out there. Jive is the only one in the industry that can deliver the real-time monitoring and the social collaboration. A lot of the other platforms think the collaboration means the ability to forward a tweet to someone else via email. Yep.
So do you say you have like a keyword search for all United on Tweet, YouTube, on the common platforms that are being in, that comes into your little private virtual world, and somebody checks it out before it gets so escalated, so then you can deal with the situation? So are you bringing the information into that?
Exactly right. So you set up the monitors ahead of time for what you want to listen to. There's strategies around sort of casting a wide net and then filtering it down. When you see a spike in volume, you can have real-time alerts delivered to you if you want. You get daily emails, but if you're watching the stream and you see a spike, you can grab the individual mentions or even the analytics and show on a chart, hey, there was a spike yesterday, here's what was said, it looks like there's more negative chatter about X, Y, and Z, and then you can bring those in as observations into the war room. So how are we doing on time here? And so this is a screen example. So what you have on the top is the community, and on the bottom is the social media monitoring console. And so this is exactly what we were talking about. So this, with this example for Hilton Hotels, we're listening to tweets where people are talking about Hilton. You can pick individual mentions or a collection of them, and then you can bring them in and turn them into observations. So for those that are familiar, when you post an observation, it's just like starting a discussion or creating a document in Jive. So if you're following the space or you're a member of the space, you automatically get an email notification. And in Jive 5, that will automatically go into your What Matters stream. So real-time collaboration happens when events occur. So somebody picks something up, they create an observation, they put in a couple of thoughts or opinions about it. Everybody in the space that's already a member of the war room finds out that something new got posted. People get the email notifications. You can even bang out a response on your phone or your BlackBerry and provide some commentary on how you think the situation would be handled. Everybody then gets notified. So you get the war room effect of everybody communicating and collaborating in real time, but somebody might be sitting on a plane, someone else might be in a meeting, and three other people might be not paying attention because they're working on another project. But you still get the collaborative efforts. It doesn't take 10 people staring at TweetDeck all day to be able to harness the power of the group that needs to provide the response. No, that's available today. It is available in 4.5 today.
So it's a separate module you can install with any of the versions of Jive?
Yes. So the solution is Jive Social Media Engagement. It is a module that can be installed with 4.0 or 4.5. So in July, we released a new version of the monitoring platform that provides rich Facebook engagement and monitoring as well. So you can monitor Facebook for keywords across all of Facebook. You can also pull down every single thing that's said on a fan page. So because we also mark sentiment in real time, you can start to do some pretty interesting things in terms of looking at the level of engagement on a fan page, looking at the sentiment trends, and also the number of posts and comments. So then when you start to run analytics, you can actually look at the depth of engagement on brand A, like Coke's page, versus brand B, like Pepsi's page. Great question. So the platform today is primarily English only. We have a release coming out at the end of this year where we'll be supporting, I think, over 80 distinct languages from a filtering standpoint. But the native, the native language of the tweet or the post is allowed in. In some cases, we'll restrict it down, but there isn't anything in the system that prohibits processing of languages. The only exception would be our sentiment engine is not versed in Swahili.
And I assume that this is only a capability for your business pages. Does it have access to communities? Does it have access to personal pages that people do not have privacy settings?
Yeah, on Facebook specifically? Right. So we use the Facebook Graph API. And so we adhere by all the Facebook privacy rules. So if the page is marked public, so it can be a page or a group, right? Or it can be a personal page for a person, or a company page, or a group page. If that page is marked public, then the Graph API has access to it.
What about other services like Jive
instances? Yes, you can Jive external communities. With internal communities, there's far more of a security concern. With the feed, with pushing feeds out, but with external communities, you can get a master RSS feed for all the activity in the community, and you can add any feed URL to the platform.
Oh, so you could add potentially multiple Jive instances.
Correct. Yeah.
So you could map out your competition
for
your individual community
of
an industry.
The feed source gets added to the system, so we start listening to. On a keyword basis, right? We call them monitors. So if there's a keyword based mention across the community, we'll pick that up as a mention. So you can look at traffic, number of mentions, and things like that.
Work-based any RSS
feed? Yes, you can add any RSS feed. So something else we announced in July is that that Jive has the full Twitter firehose. So there's very few companies in the world that actually have this. And it's a non-trivial task to process 90 million tweets a day in real time. The average delay between somebody tweeting something and it showing up in our system is under a minute. And in the social media monitoring space, you'll find vendors that basically do what's called sampling. So if you're running analytics and you're looking for the broad strokes of what's being said about a brand, or you're looking at overall sentiment or tone or engagement, a lot of the systems just use sampling. But the reason that Jive made the investment to consume the entire fire hose is our entire focus is around engagement. So, the concept of using a system that it only does sampling is like having a customer service desk and you've got five phones ringing. Maybe I'll answer three of them today. I'll ignore 50%, 60%, 80% of the conversation. And by the way sampling works is the more the volume increases for that topic, the less you actually get. So it really works against you if you're trying to actually engage in the conversation and understand the breadth or depth of a problem. We've also added Facebook and Twitter engagement so that in a sorry, question in the back?
Yeah. With that specific module, social media engagement, now you said you can load it off of any RSS feed based on a keyword. Can you do any proximity type alerting, such as read within 5 words of tank?
No. Okay. Good question, but no. So really quickly, we've got both Twitter and Facebook engagement. So this is the round trip, right? So I'll show it to you in the console, but the concept here is something is said, whether it's a sales lead or an opportunity or a partner asking a question, on Twitter or on a Facebook page. You don't know the answer, but you saw it in the console. You assign it to the right person. You've got status, type, and priority. You can get the right stakeholder in the company notified that they have an assignment to pick up. They can see that something needs to be said. They don't know the answer either. They can take that conversation, drop it into the virtual war room, ask the question across the entire community, get the right answer from the right person, and then push the response back out to the customer in real time. Do you need 200 or 2,000 people tweeting at the same time? No. Do you need access to the brain trust of the entire community to get the right answer? Sometimes you do. And so the Jive solution, by being able to take engaging across the social web and tie that into the communities, is what allows that to happen. Sorry, go ahead.
Does it integrate with existing, say, customer service platforms like Etiquette Satisfaction or Salesforce? Because I can see this becoming its own system of tracking our existing systems.
Right. So we have an integration with Zendesk today. We have a REST API base that you can use to pull the data out. And in the 5.0 platform, we'll be extending those APIs for integration into other platforms like Salesforce and GetSatisfaction. Yep. And there was another question up here?
I just wanted to
know,
for YouTube,
we do. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can do author and keyword tags as well. So the way that we can handle that really is as long as a RSS feed can be generated from the content from that source, then it can be added. So one other thing that we added in this summer is something that I'm super psyched about, which is called sentiment signal. And a huge problem in social media, and actually the reason I started Filterbox in the first place, was to solve the noise problem. So one of the biggest issues with all this stuff is, you know, you put a toe in the water and then there's like this avalanche of noise and you don't know where the signal is. You don't know which conversations you have to engage with, who the influencers are, what stuff really matters. It can be very overwhelming. And so when we rolled out our automated sentiment engine, we added something called sentiment signal. And what we found through a lot of analysis is that there's a lot of small deviations in sentiment. But there's not that many big changes unless there's an event like United Breaks Guitars or Motrin Moms or a product recall or a fire or something significant. So what we've done to address that issue is created some analytics that actually hides all of the small deviations and only shows you major events. So the button on the top right says zoom out, and that's the default state of this analytic. So once a day, you can go in there and you can look at it, and if everything's going okay, it will be a blank screen. We hide the noise. Only if there's a major event and the change in sentiment is higher than 2 standard deviations, which is a lot in the world of social media, do you see a pin on the graph. And you can click on that pin and you can drill down and see the conversations that drove that change. So this is a way. So you could do this for the entire competitive landscape of the market that you're in, and spend 2 minutes a day and just watch for events that you either need to respond to or capitalize on. So I'm not going to bore you by reading the details. The point, I think, here is this is a rich and robust social media monitoring and engagement platform. It's got workflow components around assignment and response. It's uniquely integrated into Jive's community platform for virtual war rooms. And the collaboration component is a big piece of our point of view and why we think the solution is core to the Engage story. So I'm going to jump into the demo, and then we're going to talk a little bit about roadmap and vision. Are there other product questions you'd love for me to address as I switch across? It is not mobile enabled yet. If I bribe the right people. Where is this thing?
That's it there. It's showing up. There's a.
Is it that? Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. That's okay. So this is the social media monitoring console. As we talked about before, it's largely keyword based, with the exception of Facebook monitors. So I thought I'd do something relevant. So we're looking for articles about Jive World 10, the hashtag. You can see that that we've really simplified Boolean searches where you can put in must include words, at least one, must include all, should not contain. And this allows you to filter out the noise and get down to the context that you want. You also can use our influence score to filter out noise as well. And you can specify up to 7 or 8 different media types. So in this case, I'm just looking at Twitter for this hashtag. But you could look across mainstream news sites, blogs, community sites, even comments on blogs and communities, video like YouTube, Facebook, and images. When you're looking at a result, you can see here, so we're looking at all the results. You can specify the time frame, and you've got lots of detail on the individual mentions. So you've got the sentiment, which is marked automatically marked by the system. It can be overridden by moving the slider. You get an influence score, the date, any permalinks, and lots of engagement functionality. So here I can click share. I can share via email. I can post it to social networks. I can retweet it directly from an integrated account. I can look at the domain stats. You can block the source down to the individual tweeter. So you can block a domain, like your own company's domain, or you can block a spam website that's rebroadcasting content you're not interested in, or you can actually block individual users. You can also archive a message. So one of the features of the platform is unlimited archival. So what this means is that you can pull down every single mention on your Facebook page or every single brand mention on Twitter, and once a week archive everything that comes in and have a permanent record of what's being said as well as your engagement, because we keep a log of any engagement that you've done from the system additionally. And then you've got assignment and response functionality. So if I see something here and I'm not sure how to answer the question, I can click assign, and now I can change the status from new to open, pending, or closed. I can make it a lead, a compliment, an inquiry, a complaint. I can put notes in, and then I can assign it to multiple people in the organization for response as well. They would then receive an email notification that they need to respond. And when they click on that respond link, they got something that looks very similar. So I can send an at message. I can make it a DM. I can embed a link. And you can pick which account you want to respond from. You can post to both Facebook and Twitter at the same time. And you can post to multiple accounts at the same time. So the question was, how do we maintain security? So there's a couple of things. In order to be given access to the social media console, there's the standard admin chain in the Jive platform. So somebody has to be given granted access as a social media expert. Until they're a social media expert, they don't have access to the console. Even if they have access to the console, all they can do is listen unless they integrate with a Facebook or Twitter account. So I can integrate with my own Facebook account because I'm logged in, but unless they've got the credentials for the corporate Twitter page or the corporate Facebook page, they couldn't integrate unless the admin does the integration and makes it accessible to everybody. So one of the security features there allows you to give everybody, say, on the support team access to the corporate account, but also allows them to add their own personal account so they can communicate as themselves, but it doesn't give everybody else on the team access to their account. Make sense?
We can use for a URL shortener. And can we hook in like our own Bitly accounts so that we can track?
Yes, you can. So if you go into the Engage tab and you go into Accounts, you can set up URL shortening here. And our default is our own Bitly account. You can put in your own Bitly endpoint, and then if you've got a custom domain with Awesome, you can use that also. So quickly moving over to analysis. So the first tab is monitoring. That's about listening. That's the stream. That's where you can look at the conversation as it comes in. The analysis tab is exactly that. So if we want to jump into Jive World 2010, we want to look at our analytics for Jive World. I can pick just that hashtag and look at the results. So look at this already today. So 734 mentions. I can click on this and drill down, and we'll actually come back and pick up all of the mentions. And you can still, even from this level in analytics, you can right-click and take action from here as well. And so here's something else, something that you can do, create observation. So I found a spike. I found a mention. Now I want to talk about it inside the community. So you click create observation. That takes this piece of information and drops it into the community. So if I can get back to the community homepage and we look at the market summary, what you can see here are the actual observations. So this is an analytic I brought across where you can look at the media distribution for where the conversations are coming from. So that came from the social media console by simply clicking new observation. So in the interest of time, I'm not going to run through all the analytics, but you can get a feel for what's out there in terms of distribution, sentiment trends, influencer analysis, and then the conversation cloud. No, we don't. So we don't have access today to either of those. We are rolling out location-based demographic filtering, and we're taking a look at some demographic databases. Specifically with Twitter, there's less to go on than there is from the blogosphere. There's a lot more information around author tags for demographics, but we will be adding that in some coming releases. And there was another question I missed. Sorry. No? Okay. On the engagement tab is where you actually engage in the conversation. So here's a Facebook post. You click on this, you get meta information on the right. You look at a tweet. Is the Mets in the room? All right. So I can respond right from here. If there's any responses, there's an entire conversation log that ends up on the right, and you can also look at the audit trail. You can assign, reassign, and respond. And we have this concept of read and unread. So something is new and gets marked when it comes in, and then after you've responded and engaged in the conversation, it shows up as read. It doesn't get listed in the count at the top, and ultimately you can archive and delete it. It never gets deleted out of the system, so we have an audit trail. When you look at analytics, we also break down engagement by the type of the conversation. So this becomes really interesting when you're looking at customer service metrics or the type of conversations that are happening across the social web that you're engaging on. So one of the hot topics is always around social media ROI. So there's ROI around social media marketing. There's ROI around customer service. And you know, the ultimate goal in customer service is called deflection. In marketing, it's about net new opportunities and lead gen. So by looking at the way that these get classified and the responses that happen, you can start to get interesting stats and visibility into whether the system's paying for itself or not. And what we see is really fascinating information here, where just how many of these can be spread across one type. It's never just support or just marketing. It's really interesting how the conversation is distributed.
Mm-hmm. Like double this whole group of them, you know, click, they're gone. Do you have any kind of strategy for handling, you know, the overwhelming?
So we are working, right? So the question was allow me to paraphrase. So oftentimes you might get 5 or 10 or even 100 requests for essentially the same thing. Or you look at a series of questions and you want to provide either a similar response or classify them a certain way. So we are working on solutions for that. We have the ability to multi-select and multi-assign today. What we don't have yet is the ability to broadcast the same response to 50 people that ask the same question.
So bigger
right.
Communities. Like my DSL is out in my city.
Right.
You start your community
Right. And quite honestly, some of those flows and some of those use cases are very specialized, and that's part of our Jive 5 strategy, which I'll talk about in a minute, which is we're not going to be able to solve every single use case at once, but we do have a strategy for that. All right, so I'm going to jump back across. Okay. Which one's which here? There we go. Okay. So to that question about handling that in bulk, let's talk a little bit about where we're going next and kind of the Jive point of view. So the social web is the new dial tone. And if you I always like to draw this parallel back to when customer service departments evolved out of people only being able to write letters and then getting written responses to when they first plugged in the phone. And the minute they went into the yellow pages and plugged the first phone in, it started ringing because people wanted to talk to a live person. And then they added a second person and a third person. Next thing you know, there's an entire department answering the phone. And then an entire industry emerged for help desks and call systems and then screen integrations. And it became a multi-billion-dollar industry just figuring out how to deal with the influx of customer requests and managing the responses. The social web is the new dial tone. People expect a response in under an hour. And what's going to happen and what is happening is a paradigm shift from the person in marketing or the person in PR using Hootsuite or TweetDeck and operating as a silo to this becoming a managed, federated, and distributed way of business. And that is why having community and collaboration tied to listening and engagement is so critical. So things are changing, and what companies are realizing is it can't be done by one person. Comcast is a great example. One person just got on Twitter and realized that people were complaining all day, every day about Comcast, and nobody was responding. So this one guy started responding, and immediately once there was dial tone, he was overwhelmed. Then somebody else got on. Now Comcast has a team of 9 people that do nothing but engage with customers over Twitter, and they've had a material improvement in their customer satisfaction. And believe it or not, you can bitch about your cable modem being out, and they will actually respond. And the reason it works at Comcast is because they gave the right people the right tools. It was the regular customer service people that knew how to do troubleshooting. It wasn't the people in marketing, right? And so getting the tools in the right people's hands across the organization that have the correct knowledge is paramount. So the other interesting thing, as we talked about before, and why I use the Red Cross example, is that this is happening across domains. It's not just happening in tech for tech's sake. It's happening in healthcare. It's happening in clean tech. It's happening in natural disasters. I mean, and quite honestly, FEMA, if they're not listening, they should be. People talk about floods, car accidents, everything. It's not just one topical domain. So it doesn't matter what industry you're in. If you're not listening and you don't have a way to engage, somebody else is going to do it for you. So because it's going to take an army, because it's going to take the entire company treating the social web just like any other communication channel, like email or real-time chat or the phone, or external communities that avoid those type of manual and labor-intensive conversations, right? A lot of what we talk about at Jive with external communities is allowing that self-help model, allowing call avoidance from an ROI perspective. So social media plays into that perfectly, and it's not just one person that's going to be doing it. So because of this, the way that we are approaching it, it embraces more and more people in the organization being able to engage. But in order for that to happen, as you asked me before about security, it has to be done in a secure way. There has to be an audit trail. There have to be approvals. There has to be workflow. And you have to get the right people answering the right questions at the right time. And that's just not going to happen with a standalone desktop tool that isn't centralized. It's not going to happen with a social media marketing tool designed to push out scheduled tweets. So this is our point of view, and this is why the tools that we're building are here to enable the entire company to take advantage of the social web without forcing the entire company to be listening to the same thing all day long. So in Jive 5, our social media solution is becoming an app. So today, it is a module. And in 5.0, it is becoming an app. And what this means is we get to plug into the What Matters stream, which we're going to be talking about more tomorrow. But for those that aren't aware, What Matters is an activity stream of sorts that's coming in 5.0. But what's beautiful about it is that you can filter it, and we understand the difference between passive and active. So for example, if something happens across the social web, a highly influential person tweets something negative about your brand. The system picks it up and puts into your What Matters stream a notice that something that required attention across the social web occurred. You didn't have to open your email. You didn't have to log into the console. It went right into your activity stream. You realize you're not the person to answer that question, so you type a microblog message. You mention somebody with an @. They get notified in their stream that they have to pick something up. They hit reply. They handle the reply right from the activity stream. They never even had to leave the context of the activity stream. So real-time collaboration and response built into the activity stream model is a huge shift that we're going to be able to take advantage of in the 5.0 platform. And this comes back to our point of view about the fact that it can't just be one or two people. And right now, a lot of the social media monitoring tools are used by specialists, one or two people in the organization. You know, not everybody in this room is a power user of TweetDeck. Some of us are, but not all of us are, nor should all of us have to be. So something else that we're doing is opening up a brand new API that taps into the social media platform. So what we've done also in 5.0 is we've separated the engine that listens to 100 million conversations a day, that does the automated sentiment, that collects all of this data, and we're actually exposing it to app developers to tap into. So back to the question before about some of the analytics or grouping tweets or mentions of a certain category. Jive will not be able to deliver every view or model that is needed by the customers, and we're going to bring app developers onto the platform, let them tap into the data that we collect because it's all indexed and all available through APIs, and then build apps that complement our social media platform. So if you like someone else's social influence system better than the way that Jive does it, that vendor could be invited onto the platform to build an app that's complementary and potentially plug into ours. If you as a corporate user want to do a different kind of data mining, you don't have to wait for our product lifecycle. You could build your own app using the open social framework and tap into the data set. So exposing the social media platform from an API standpoint in 5.0 is something that is also a huge step forward because it really opens the doors to what's possible. And as this data becomes more and more valuable, more and more insights get mined out of it. The possibilities are not something that we even fully understand yet. I would have never predicted, that, you know, 2-3 years ago that we'd be at 100 million, 90 million tweets a day. I mean, the growth rates are mind-blowing. So it's impossible for me to predict every single use case and business need in social media over the next couple of years, which is why we're opening this up. So our roadmap for the second half of the year: deeper collaborative workflow, real-time analytics. Today we go to the date, to the day. Soon we'll give you by the minute, by the hour, right? It takes us less than a second to process a new mention, so why shouldn't we show it to you? Social identity and influence. Something else that we're doing is giving every 5.0 user access to the data that's across the social web, whether you've got the social media monitoring app installed or not. So we also really believe that there should always be the context of what's happening in the real-time web into what's happening on your community. So imagine if you're looking at a threaded discussion and someone's talking about a new problem. Being able to pull in meta from what's happening across the social web is something you'll be able to do next year as well. And then I talked about the API framework also. The ultimate goal here is that over time, as we innovate and we deliver apps and we invite partners and other vendors onto the platform to do the same, the number of business imperatives that we can address continues to increase. And ultimately, every single imperative ties into the social web over time. So that's the end of the presentation. We've got just a couple minutes for questions. So not to be a spoiler, but we have a press release coming out at 9 p.m. that talks about that. And we have changed the pricing model and completely eliminated the ceilings around number of searches or number of results. Unlimited searches, unlimited results. The model is based per user, right? And we're generous on the users also, by the way. And that ties back to the investment in our belief system and our point of view around engaging across the social web needs to be something that more than one or two people in the company actually do. So it doesn't make sense to me to have a pricing structure that penalizes you for success or forces you to think twice before you decide to listen to a conversation. So we've removed that from the pricing structure completely.
Sellers of our product, that they're part of an internal community, if you will.
Okay.
So we need to track, you know, things that are going on in terms of sentiment as well, and we're using Insights to do that today. So does Insights go away, and is this something that you can integrate into that, and how does that work on the pricing structure as well, since you have an internal and external pricing structure?
So we should probably continue the conversation afterwards, because it's a longer answer. The short answer is, over time, what we're going to do is evolve the current Insights package. We're going to take the analytics engine that's in the social media product, probably break it off so that it's its own application, and that's what the Insights package would roll into, so that you will be able to deliver insights and analytics across internal, external, and the social web as a application, and decouple that from this if you want to. So happy to chat more about that also. Any other questions? Yeah. So you can do that today. You can push a new, you can publish a new tweet or a new Facebook post, and we do have coming early next year the ability to schedule that as well. And then there's an extension there also, which is oftentimes you want to be able to pull from a list of standard or approved messages, and so that's on our requirements list also. 2 minutes left. Come on, give me a good one. Yeah, so the question was around a broader set of platforms to engage on and content syndication. So we have on our roadmap blog and comment platforms like WordPress and Discuss and Intense Debate, so that you can actively engage in the conversation from the console on those platforms as well. And then obviously in 5.0, as we become an app and get deeper into the CoreDrive platform, engaging into the external communities directly from the platform as well. Does that answer the question?
Yeah, I think that was the goal of, you know, we've got communities that get pretty robust, and as we get opinion leaders and great content, we want to get it off the main to drive more people back in, and that will go a long way.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, right? So you can't always have the conversation where you want. Sometimes you got to go to where the conversation is. and the whole point here is, you've got to choose your battles. Do you engage where the conversation is, or do you respond to them with a link, which is back to the discussion on the community? And oftentimes, if there's more information or the question's already been answered, of course you drive them back to the community. But if they're asking a yes-no question, answer the question in the medium of which it was asked. Otherwise, you lose their attention. Any other questions? Great. Well, thanks for coming.
Yeah. Great. Let them applaud.